Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 12 May 2015. It is Tuesday. You're in the right place. The news is somewhat chilling today with regard to ISIS is coming, and ISIS will attack soon. Don't you love that? That's not from the Department of Defense. That's coming to you from various commentators that used to hold some kind of federal job, and they have all the benefits in the world based on the fact that they won't tell where the bodies are buried. And now they're coming forward on the major networks telling you, oh, it's bad. It's bad. ISIS is so bad. Their social media, oh, my gosh, we can't even compare to it. Oh, it's ridiculous. And every network so far has had an ISIS special. Do you wonder why? Because nobody's buying the phony B-roll film that may have been done in Southwest Arizona, who knows, or Texas. Nobody's buying the ISIS story. And speaking of not buying a story, Mr. Hirsch has now come forward with the story that the Osama bin Laden killing was a lie. Well, he's not quite saying that, and they're not quite interpreting it in the way that we might interpret it, but we're going to talk about it today, because the stories are falling apart, thanks to the Internet, which means that if they decide to go and commandeer the Internet, we may be in a world of hurt. But ISIS is coming. ISIS is coming. Domestic attacks. Lone wolves. Well, if you know that, then why don't you go do something about it? You've already tapped everybody's phone, everybody's email, everybody's everything, everybody's social media. Then why don't you stop it? Ooh, you're not supposed to ask that question. Well, we ask the hard questions here at the Power Hour. And one of those questions is, what if you had an app on your phone that would track you 24 hours a day? The company gave you the cell phone and said, you must participate in this. Let me give you the statement. The company said you should tolerate this illegal intrusion. Are you kidding me? How low have we gone? Well, thank goodness she filed a lawsuit. We're going to talk about the company, the app, and why you might want to disable that app also on your phone. That is, unless you want them to know how fast you're driving, because that's what they were able to tell, all the way down to how fast they're driving. There's a Russian-Chinese drill in the Mediterranean. I mean, the pieces of the puzzle are falling together very fast. And people are still thinking, oh, everything is great in the United States if we could just get enough jobs here. The TPP, it appears, will be voted on this week in the Senate, taking more jobs away from you to create more crime in the streets and more police officers to be killed. Now, how do I come to that conclusion? No jobs, no money, no food. And then you have the president doing what I think is race baiting and creating the black-white divide. Oh, and his wife also. Danger red flag news here. In September, the United Nations launches a major agenda for the entire planet. That's right. The meeting will begin September 25th to the 27th. Another problem with another, well, antibiotic drug, antibiotic-resistant drug. We all seem to know where those come from, right? And if you haven't heard, another magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Nepal close to Everest about 5 hours ago. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. It's all about the truth. Oh, my gosh. And it's tough sometimes. But you know what? We're on to them. We are on to them. I was just talking to Trevor, our board op there at Genesis, our Genesis producer, about how they're always using British voiceovers or British people to bring us stories that they know probably aren't true, but they want us to believe. It's because they think we are so stupid that if we hear a British accent, we're going to buy into that story hook, line, and sinker. I've been noticing this, that CNN uses Australian or British commentators whenever the story is like so outrageous, nobody's going to buy it. But because they've got a British accent, we're supposed to believe it. Because we are so stupid, we can't figure all this stuff out. It just amazes me. And this morning, that was done with Seymour Hersh's story on the Osama bin Laden killing didn't happen the way the president told you. Well, we all knew that, and we knew that months and years ago. Because we knew that there was a charade around that whole story. I mean, the very fact, come on, that every SEAL team member that was involved with that is now dead. Does anybody find anything wrong with that one? Or how about this one? every camera failed at the same time on their helmets. Really? So we had to draw you this cartoon sketch of how it happened. Oh, okay. We are so stupid, we believe cartoon sketches are real. Oh, come on. I mean, it is getting... You talk about going down to the lowest common denominator of maybe, let's say, I don't want to insult fourth graders. Maybe second graders. I don't want to insult them either. But it appears that people are starting to say, sorry, I don't buy the story of ISIS being so bad because this guy walks aimlessly in the desert with a black flag. But that's the B-roll film. There's not a day goes by they don't show you that. Now, what is the purpose of that? I mean, I would say if it was only on one channel, maybe. But it's on every channel. All right, let's get into the international news, and we'll talk more about Seymour Hersh's statement of it didn't happen the way the government told you. Oh, really? Man, just get in line with all the stories that we could print in a book called The Government Lied to You. About, it'd be a thick book, wouldn't it? Anyway, Saudi Arabia moves a strike force to Yemen border. Now, this is what we're told we're supposed to believe, and there is a British commentator telling us about it, so it's got to be true. Over 150 rockets have been fired. According to Investment Watch blog, Saudi Arabia moved its strike force to the border with Yemen, according to local media. Although a five-day truce is looming, the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels are continuing to trade heavy fire. Now, I listened to an interview with the Saudi press guy who said, that's why our potentate cannot come to the United States and meet with the president is because we have this five-day truce, and we need to focus on the five-day truce. Oh, really? So now we got a five-day truce, but supposedly there's a strike force that's moving into the Yemen border. Al Arabiya TV showed a column of tanks being moved atop military trucks, describing the scene as the arrival of reinforcements from the strike force to the border. The reinforcement move followed the intense artillery and rocket battles across the border earlier Monday. The Saudis have reportedly fired more than 150 rockets targeting Yemen's Sada and Hajj provinces. Really? Have you seen any film of that? No, but trust us. There's a problem between Saudi Arabia and Yemen. Trust us. There's a Mediterranean migrant crisis, and the EU seeks UN approval for a gunship plan and use of force to deter boats from Libya. It makes you wonder what this story is all about also. The EU will seek United Nations backing for this plan to seek and destroy the boats used by people traffickers to ferry migrants from the Libyan coast to the shores of Europe. The plan is likely to face tricky questions over its mandate in Libyan waters. Well, I would hope so. While aid agencies say it will do nothing to stop the crisis, the draft calls for the use of all means to destroy the business model of the traffickers in international high seas. The text rules out the destruction of boats while they're in Libyan territorial waters or of vessels sailing under international flags, but it does seek permission to seize vessels in high seas as well as Libyan territorial waters and Libyan coast before they embark with migrants or people trying to escape Libya because of all the terrorism that the United States has brought there. Might be a consideration. Now, this is another one of those stories that should make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Whenever they use the word mysterious, I don't care if it's mysterious illness, mysterious bacteria, mysterious death, mysterious anything, it's one of those, I feel something coming on here. And the BS detector starts to go off. Here's the headline. Mysterious, well-trained fighters attack shopping malls and sporting events in Macedonia, leaving at least 22 dead. Any film? No. Any evidence? No. Trust us. Mysterious, well-trained fighters. I wonder if they were Blackwater, XE. I wonder who they were. Now, remember, Macedonia used to be Yugoslavia, been renamed. Anyway, they say that there is a 40-plus strong group that's targeting state institutions, sports events, and shopping malls. They're well-trained fighters who had participated in attacks in the region in the Middle East. One of the aims of the group, at least, was to destabilize Macedonia. Now, who, out of all the countries in the world, can you imagine, is the best at destabilizing other countries? Yeah, I think you guessed it. The United States. Anyway, the fighting comes as Macedonia is grappling with its deepest political crisis since the independence that they gained from former Yugoslavia in 1991. The government and the opposition have accused each other of planning to destabilize the country to take or preserve power. And some analysts fear leaders on both sides are ready to promote ethnic clashes. Remember, United States, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Yugoslavia. We did a number on that country, didn't we, with depleted uranium. Just might be ready to go back again for round two. Russia asked Greece to join the BRICS bank. I'm not sure that this is really huge news, given the fact that Greece is such a liability, but Zero Hedge reports that Prime Minister Tsipras of Greece was presently surprised by the proposal. I bet he was. Somebody cares about us. As Bloomberg reports that the Russian finance minister, Sergei Storchat, spoke with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras today, proposed that Greece become the sixth member of the new development bank. Now, remember, that's the name of the BRICS bank. Now, the BRICS name comes from the first initial of each of the countries, like Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. So Greece would now be the sixth one to join. Canadian government threatens hate crime charges for those, are you ready for this, who boycott Israel. On the heels of, well, we all believe in freedom of speech. Garland, Texas, remember that? We should be allowed to have a cartoon drawing contest of Muhammad. And if people come in and try and kill us and shoot us up, well, hey, we have freedom of speech. Do I believe in freedom of speech? Absolutely. But I believe in the broadest sense of freedom of speech. That means everybody, not just those that don't agree with Israel, should be exempt. The Canadian government, I mean, I just can't believe this story, has implied that it will use hate crime laws against domestic advocacy groups that encourage boycotts of Israel. Now, wait a minute. They might be boycotting Israel because, let's see, they're killing Palestinians, okay? Killing innocent people, taking their homes away, starving the people, making them sleep in the streets, okay? That might be a reason that I might have a problem with a country. It could be any country. But because it is the sacred Israel that the United States supports and owns practically, then we're supposed to give untoward allegiance. We have to love Israel just like we love the United States, and we have to say we support Israel just like we support the United States. Now, I realize I'm on thin territory, thin ice here, but come on. You can have a Muhammad coloring contest. That is like the weakest. I mean, really, were they stretching it? And Sputnik News says Canada's going to do this. It would also raise legal questions under Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been outspoken in his support of Israel and fellow conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It will target organizations such as religious groups and churches, campus protest groups, and labor unions. Why? Why is Israel so protected? I think we all know the answer to that question. But you know, anytime they have to make something off limits, there's a reason. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. More vaccine deaths, this time in southern Mexico. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're in the right place, man. You're with family. You are with people who understand you're not crazy. They are bad. They are bad. The people that would lie and defraud us, it is a crime against the people when they do this. But because it's gone on for so long, we're supposed to just move on down the road. I do want to, before I get back to the news, I want to thank Jason Worsley and Lee Wickenhauser for putting that commercial on regarding listen live to the Power Hour. That was so kind of them to do that. And yes, you can listen live if you have unlimited minutes. I wouldn't recommend it otherwise. But 605-562-6121. That's 605-562-6121. And I want to thank again Lee Wickenhauser and Jason Worsley for doing that very kind deed for the Power Hour. Okay, getting back to the news. And there is plenty of disturbing news, like this story on vaccines. Two babies die in southern Mexico. 37 others have been sickened. It seems that the United States loves now to do their vaccine trials in foreign countries, because hopefully you won't hear about them if they go awry. You know, go awry means a few babies die. Well, two babies from the rural communities died. 37 others have been hospitalized in Chiapas after an allergic reaction to vaccinations administered by Mexican Social Security Institute. The Chiapas Health Secretariat is treating 37 children in the town of La Pimienta after they experienced allergic reactions to a vaccine supposedly administered by IMSS health personnel. Until the investigations are completed, administration of these vaccines has been suspended at the national level as a preventative measure. Babies dying all over the world, from vaccine trials. When is it going to stop? When will the truth be known? I don't know. All we can do is continue to do the next right and honorable thing and tell people about the dangers of vaccines. And I hope you do your part in this, believe me. Russian and Chinese drill in the Mediterranean sends a signal to the United States. Russian and Chinese navies began this joint naval exercise in the Mediterranean Monday in the latest sign of strengthening ties between Russia and China. The naval drill is going to include live fire exercises. That's a real drill to me, isn't it? Yeah, live fire exercises in the strategic sea connecting Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Seen by Western media as a signal being sent to Washington of a powerful new alliance emerging in the very backyard of Western Europe. Just more evidence. And in September, the UN launches a major sustainable development agenda for the entire planet. Wait a minute. What happened to the sovereign countries, air quotes around that? Well, there are no sovereign countries. The UN plans to launch a brand new plan for managing the entire globe at the Sustainable Development Summit. It will be hosting from September 25th to the 27th of this year. Some of the biggest names on the planet, including Pope Francis, will be speaking at the summit. The new sustainable agenda focuses on climate change, of course, but it also specifically addresses topics such as economics, agriculture, education, gender equality, and all things they want to control under the term and expanding the term of global governance. Joan Vian, we need you so badly. If you know Joan Vian, she was an expert on global governance and sustainable development in that she fought it and fought it. Bless her heart. We'll never forget her for all the good work she did. Anyway, the Global Government Sustainable Development is the perfect umbrella. I hope you all see this. Just because about all human activity affects the environment in some way. So the phrase, for the good of the planet, can be used as an excuse to micromanage virtually every aspect of our lives. All we have to do is call it global governance, or we care about the children, or some phony thing like that, and get people to think they have no power. and don't allow them to boycott countries, and they'll have their way. Drug-resistant typhoid is now tracked worldwide. They say it's critical. That should be under danger red flag news. Where does that come from, huh? Where does all this stuff come from? Which laboratory? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. You're in the right place. That is, if you do not accept the prevailing agenda flowing through your television sets and radios by numerous paid-to-tell-you-the-agenda hosts. And that's what you get. Another one of the stories that bothers me is this drug-resistant typhoid. It's being tracked worldwide. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's attacking everywhere. It's critical now. Where does this stuff come from? Do you notice how we never find an answer to anything? They've always got these names for something like this already prepared, like H58. That sounds really real, doesn't it? H58, driven by a single family of the bacteria, is resistant to most antibiotics. Researchers from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, Wellcome being a pharmaceutical company, who have been studying the far-reaching infection, says typhoid affects around 30 million people each year, according to researchers. H5H has emerged, spread throughout Asia and Africa over the last 30 years. Evidence of a recent unreported wave of H58 transmission in many countries in Africa has also been found. Scientists say the study results add to the message, bacteria do not obey international borders. How unclever to say that. And again this morning, about 5 hours ago, magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Nepal again, very close to where the other one struck. And again, don't you notice how they always hit the poor areas? The need to have the United States go in there and totally resurrect the place and take away the resources. You notice that? And get control of the area? There is an update on the children yesterday that were taken from the Kentucky family, and I'm not happy about it. It appears that authorities in Kentucky are going to retain the custody of those 10 children belonging to off-the-grid parents, Joe and Nicole Nogler, while investigation into the family's back-to-basics lifestyle continues. Although the result of yesterday's court hearing was not made public, and the parents refused to conduct media interviews, a posting on the family's Facebook page suggests that the children will not be returned until the parents have proven their competency to the Cabinet for Health and Family Services. That's the CHFS. Both Joe and Nicole Nogler will appear again in court today on misdemeanor charges, criminal charges. Sheriff Todd Pate accused them of engaging in violent threats and being resistant to police every time authorities attempt to inspect the property. They came in without a warrant, ladies and gentlemen. Therein lies the problem. Now, we may find out that, yeah, he spit on his neighbor, or he had a problem, or he showed a gun one time, or, you know, there's all kinds of things that could come out on both sides of this story. But the bottom line is there was no warrant to arrest the children, come on the property, or do anything. And that's wrong. And that's why everybody needs to be supportive of this family. You know, I wish I had the opportunity to go around the country and broadcast from all these areas and get an interview with the sheriff, the police chief, the whatever, and say, what is going on here? Our listeners have a right to know, because if they have children, doesn't have to be 10, but 5 or one child or whatever, they don't want their children taken away. What has gone so wrong here that you would take the children away and ask the question, were those children vaccinated against the will of their parents? That's what I want to do. I want to get an old bus. I want to get an old bus, a 15, 16-year-old bus, and travel around the country and interview people and talk with them and find out about these stories. It's one thing to do it here. It's one thing to sit in your studio and do it yourself. It's another thing to be out there on the road and seeing these people in person. And we might do a money bomb for this, because if we can record or do radio shows on the road, oh man, can you imagine how powerful that would be? And we can appear at a place where they've got a problem, just like, and I want to thank Kevin Phillips for agreeing to go to the Ken Hovind hearing next week. Kevin Phillips does a radio show on KCXL. I believe it's on Wednesdays at noon. And Kevin Phillips has said that he will be willing to go and represent the Power Hour and his show in KCXL with Kent Hovind. And I really admire him. He's going on his own dime. He wouldn't take any money for gas. He wants to be there because he says it's the right thing to do. And I really respect him. So if you know Kevin in Kansas City, you might want to help him, might want to support him with some gas money, hotel money or whatever. And I wish we had this bus and we could just all go and be there present with a presence of Genesis Radio Network. You know, if Genesis Radio Network started appearing at all these things that happen around the country, be it Bundy or be it, I don't care what, veterans issues, wouldn't that make a huge difference? Isn't that what you want? Don't you want to know that somebody would be there for you if you got into trouble? I want to explore this and continue this discussion later on. But anyway, these free-range children now, according to Paul Joseph Watson, are going to be kept in the custody of the state. You can see a video of it at the Power Hour News section and get the email blast. Sign up for the email blast. There's so much information there. Just send it on to your friends and family. It's very easy to do it. Just hit forward, send it on, click it, and go. Shell Oil wins approval to drill in the Arctic. Did anybody really doubt that if Shell Oil wants to do something, they'll get the right to do it? Really? Well, the Obama administration has given conditional approval to a renewed plan for Royal Dutch Shell to drill off of Alaska's Arctic coast. The decision comes 3 years since Shell's work in the Arctic was halted. The Obama administration's new decision has drawn harsh condemnation based on Shell's previous operational and safety mishaps in the region, coupled with concerns related to both long-term climate change and more immediate ecological ramifications of drilling in the Arctic. But, oh, well, we're going to let them do it anyway, even though they're not very careful. They're damaging the environment, and there's a lot of ecological ramifications. Other than that, we're going to let them do whatever they want because they're probably paying off the government. Now, this vote that's going to take place on the TPP this week has got a lot of people concerned because we don't know what's in it. Because we are so stupid that we could not even understand the information if we were given it. That's their attitude. You know, that's the Baugsat, the bunch of white guys sitting around a table who come up with all of this stuff, create it, and then all of a sudden drop it on us and say, well, added to the 175,000 pages of the Code of Federal Regulations, you got this one to adhere to also. Are you getting tired of the government that is of, by, and stick it to the people telling you what you're going to do? Without any representation? Oops, without representation? Oh, you mean the two guys that go there from my state to the Senate is not representation? Really? Do you think it is? Anyway, President Obama's most aggressive and sustained legislation push since the Affordable Health Care Act is going to be the 11-nation Pacific Rim Conference. Well, the vote that's going to take place, after lobbying members of Congress in a campaign that has included rides on Air Force One, meetings in the West Wing, private vows of political support, public attacks on critics in his own party, Obama's top legislative priority remains at risk. A vote is scheduled for today on legislation that would grant him trade promotion authority, also known as the fast track. It's become mired in a procedural thicket with Democrats, many of them loyal to labor unions, bent on killing the bill. They vow to oppose it. So there's a little bit of trouble. They're mired in all kinds of problems on the fast track, which I could not be happier about. But I'd rather that it just go away and the people say not no, but heck no. Anyway, it's going to be a vote this week in the Senate to fast track it. Did you know that when the people were arrested in Baltimore over the past 5 years, there was a study done, and records now show, according to the Daily Sheeple, excellent story here, that when people were arrested in Baltimore from 2012 to 2015, there were about 2,600 of those people. 2012 to 2016, or 2015, that when they were arrested, they were too sick to put in jail. Uh-oh. And what that means, they were too damaged. They were too ill. They were too messed up to put in jail. I mean, it's pretty plain what that means. When they were brought in by arresting officers, they were so sick, they had to take them to the hospital. 2,600 from 2012 to 2015. They were too badly injured by, allegedly, the police. We could talk about a man shot at George Zimmerman in Florida, but we won't. Veterans have been told to avoid targeting by ISIS lone wolves. Breitbart did this story. You know, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson has got the job to go out and set the stage for all the problems and how bad it is. I can't believe he made this statement. He warned that lone wolf terrorists, such as the jihadis, who attacked the Muhammad art exhibit in Garland, Texas. Did you hear that? Did you catch that? You know how this just kind of flows off the tongue? Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson warned that lone wolf terrorists, such as the jihadis who attacked the Muhammad art exhibit in Garland, Texas, could strike at any moment. Taking for granted, A, they were jihadis, and they actually did the targeting there and the attacking, and that it was a situation that they were killed. We don't know. We're told they were. He described this as a new and challenging security environment, he added. We are not discouraging Americans from doing the things they do on a daily basis. Anyway, Channel 13, Fox 13, has been hearing from the military community in Tampa. Military personnel, veterans, and their families at military bases, like MacDill, which is in Tampa, have been advised to be careful what they post online and talk about in public. Really? There goes the freedom of speech right there as an order from on high to the military. Be afraid. Be afraid. Did you know that the NFL, who honored during the halftimes veterans that served in the military, they were paid to do it? This ought to just make you sick. A poignant moment when a soldier is honored for his or her service before this cheering crowd. Well, it turns out that those displays are not what they seem. NJ.com is reporting that the Department of Defense pays millions of dollars to get the NFL to do that. So what does that mean? NFL either isn't promoting the war, doesn't want to do it, but will do it for a whole lot of money. It just leaves a really, really strong taste in your mouth of more fraud and more fraud. Dozens injured and houses have been destroyed. Powerful storms ravaged central area in the United States. Did you see where there were over 70 tornadoes yesterday and the day before? Oh, my gosh, it's just horrible. Texas, South Dakota, and even today, there's going to be more storms in Texas. In California, they've been doing a lot of self-driving cars. Well, guess what? What do you think happens to self-driving cars when they drive? They have accidents. Well, four of the nearly 50 self-driving cars are now rolling around California and have gotten into accidents since September. Well, it's not really, I guess, that bad. But really? Self-driving cars? Anyway, the state began issuing permits for companies to test them on the public roads. Man alive! Anyway, two accidents happened while the cars were in control, and the other two, the person who still must be behind the wheel, was driving. A person familiar with the accident reports told the Associated Press that Google and Delphi said their cars were not at fault in any accidents, which the company said were minor. But they did have accidents. Companies are now patenting alarming amounts of mind-reading technology. Fewer than 400 neurotechnology-related patents were filed between 2000 and 2009. That's not good. The company with the most patents in market research, or mind-reading technology, is Nielsen. Remember Nielsen ratings on TV? They have 100 patents. Microsoft has 89. Yuck. And in the health news, you can unleash the power of oregano oil. It is the most powerful God-made antibiotic and antiseptic that there is. Oregano oil is the ultimate antibiotic, powerful herb with unique healing properties, 8 times more antioxidants than apples, 3 times as much as blueberries. Antioxidants are needed to protect our body. You know, there's a reason they started irradiating herbs and spices in the 1970s. Back before there was a problem. Well, there never was a problem because they do not get impacted by bacteria and viruses because they kill it. So what do? They irradiated them in the 1970s. That's 45 years ago they started irradiating spices so that you would not get the health benefits. Oh, under the guise of, we've got to protect the people. But they let you eat cow meat and pig meat that is just disgusting. And chicken meat, disgusting. Anyway, you can get them at the Power Mall now. Herbs and spices, they are on sale at the Power Mall. Get the garlic. Get the onion. Get the anything you want. Get it at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 3 minutes.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. A couple of stories, and I want to talk about the Gary Null Retreat because, oh, my goodness, it's going to be so amazing. I hope you can join us there. Yerba mate in the health news. This is such a strong tea. Those of you who have never tried it before, I know Noel, Josh, lots of people use yerba mate tea. I think Jay does also because it really gives you a hit. It does. It actually gives you a hit. It makes you feel good. And it makes you wake up. So if you're getting off of coffee, this is one thing you can use. Now, one of the things since I got off coffee, have I had a slip? Yeah. But one of the things that I use is dandelion coffee and teas, various teas. Purple Lipacho is one of them. Yerba mate, the powerhouse nutrient for healing. Anti-aging and enhanced health is yerba mate. Yerba mate has been used as a base for herbal medicines in South America for centuries, and the plant's benefits and therapeutic properties have recently been verified by a number of scientific studies. It is more nutritious than green tea. Yerba mate contains 24 vitamins and minerals, amino acids, 15 and 11, polyphenols, a group of phytochemicals, and saponins. Saponins are phytochemicals that strengthen the immune system and protects the body against disease. So you can get your yerba mate from the Power Mall today. So when you order, and by the way, if you order $100 or more, you are going to get a beautiful scarf, absolutely gorgeous scarf for your wife or you. If you order $100 or more, you're going to get it free. Now, the scarf costs $20 if you want to purchase it, and we have pictures on the website. They're just absolutely beautiful. So if you want to purchase one, it's $20. Or if you purchase $100 worth of products from the Power Mall, you get a scarf free. You can just ask them out at the Power Mall how gorgeous it is, too. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Okay, one other story I want to cover. The woman fired for uninstalling an app on the company phone. This company phone was given to her to carry, and it had an app on it that she found out was tracking her 24 hours a day. It was a GPS tracking feature. Her name is Myrna Arias, and her boss, John Stubitz, at Money Transfer Service Intermex in Bakersfield, California, boasted about monitoring employees' locations while they were not on the job. She filed a lawsuit in Kern County Superior Court saying, "You have no right to fire me because I wouldn't allow myself to be tracked." And the statement was, you must allow this illegal intrusion. Are you kidding me? This woman stood her ground and filed a lawsuit. Again, Stubitz, the boss, said you should tolerate the illegal intrusion. Oh, my gosh. Listeners, think about that. So, she's without a job as a result of that, and she's filing a lawsuit. Thank you very, very much for doing that and standing and then standing. I want to talk about the Gary Null Retreat, not just the one that I was on, but we're going to be able to do one for the Power Hour listeners with Gary Null, and I'm so psyched about this. It's going to be the first week in August. It is going to be a week full of activities to turn your life around. You know, most of us want to turn our life around. We talk about it. We listen to radio shows about it. We read about it, and then we don't do it. And why is that? Because to go off of things you know you need to go off of, be that processed food, sugar, meat, poultry, dairy, alcohol, drugs, whatever it is you want to go off of, you tend to say, oh, it's too hard to do all that. When we come back, I want to talk about this after this 1 minute, 10 second break. I'm going to be there the 1st of August, and I hope you are too. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Ryan.